Since you've been a librarian for a while, you've probably come across some amazing facts. Is there any oh wow fact that you can remember that you want to lay on us this morning?
Let's see. We do a STEAM book club every month. And so it's like science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. And we try to keep it kind of lifelong learning related. But we just read Binti by Nnedi Okorafor.
Okay.
And we found out that the Himba people in this particular sci-fi book that go to space are actually real people that live in Namibia. So that was pretty cool.
Oh, wow. I don't know how to say it. Where are you from?
I'm from Houston originally.
Okay, because you don't have a Texas accent.
Well, I went up to Michigan for a while, okay. And then I lived in New Mexico, so, yeah. You know. It's...
Have you ever been at a library conference where somebody sounds like a hick? I mean...
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Librarians can be hicks, too.
Well, I know.
We can. We're equal opportunity.
Okay, but it's just, you know, it made me think that as I'm listening to you, because you're running off titles of books and authors and stuff like that, and somebody from Mobile, Alabama might sound a little different, possibly.
Well, when I'm tired, the Texan drawl comes out.
Oh, okay, I got you.
I'm fresh this morning.
Hey, tell me, you got some fresh news, too, about the library, right?
Yes. Last night at Council, the construction contract was awarded to Eklem so that we can start expanding and renovating our building.
Okay. And so timeline on that will be, and what would the additions be? What's it going to look like when you get done?
So we're adding about 12,000 square feet. It's a lot of room.
How big is it right now, just so people kind of have a rule of thumb?
It's about 14,000.
Okay, now. So you're almost doubling in size.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're expanding out in several places, but we're especially focusing on our program room so we can accommodate more people for programs. And then we're also expanding our children's area quite a bit. That's going to be about double the size.
Well, let me ask you generally about the outreach, because clearly libraries are changing dramatically as technology and knowledge changes. What are the biggest moves forward for the College Station portion of the library system, can you tell us about?
So the way that people are using our space is very different, and it's kind of evolved over time, but you know, we've got people who still use our public computers, and those are very important, but we have a ton of people bringing their own devices in, laptops, they're working there, they like quiet spaces, and one of the things that we are focusing on with the renovation is providing more space that's not necessarily devoted to books, but devoted to people coming in and using it as a comfortable place to study and get all their work done.
Okay, and there's some research stuff that can go on there, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, we know about summer reading programs, and everybody has those, but you've got some programs, I'm sure, that you have coming up here in the spring you'd like to tell us about.
Absolutely, yes. We've got one program that we're accepting applications for right now. It's our Teen Job Skills Training Program. And that came about because we saw a need for teens to get some skills to become competitive with the A&M college students for jobs, because it's hard for a high school student to get a summer job here when they're competing with all of the Aggies.
Sure.
So we bring them in, we get them trained up. We unfortunately can't pay them right now, but they do get very valuable experience where they're held accountable like they would be at a regular job. And we give them career education, we help them build a resume and a cover letter, and then they leave with something to put on their resume as well as a personalized recommendation letter. So we're taking applications for that through the end of April. And the sooner you get your applications in for that, the better choices you get for scheduling. So make sure you get your applications in quickly.
Sure.
We've also got a homeschool event happening today that's science-related. That's our Mad Science Lab, and Cindy Oser's running that, so it should be really fun.
We know Cindy.
Yes.
Yeah, we know Cindy.
Yes. Okay. She's very dynamic.
High energy, you
yes,
bet. Yeah.
Definitely. We've also got an It's Elementary program coming up on April 5th that's going to be devoted to art and nature, which should be really fun. We've got a Space Day coming up on April 7th. And I mentioned our STEAM book club. We've got another meeting of that coming up on April 17th. We're reading Flight Behavior by Barbara Kingsolver.
Okay. Now, and then summer programs, now, are they already posted, or when will they be posted so parents will know about them?
We've got them pretty much scheduled. The city hasn't published the book quite yet.
Okay.
But that will be out very soon, and our regular big weekly program is still going to be on Tuesday mornings, and then we'll have a lot of Saturday morning events as well.
Okay. Anything else you want to share with us while you're here?
We do have a Literacy Starts Before Birth program coming up on April the 10th, and it's one where you can bring your child to learn all kinds of early literacy skills, but go ahead and register with us at the library before you do that. And just a quick notice to people that we will be closed for the Easter weekend, March 30th through April 1st.
Okay, very good. And if they want some more information?
go to our website at bcslibrary.org, or you can give us a call at 979-764-3416.
There you go. The famous Jessica Jones in our studio this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.